Unity. More than 12 women representatives across the country have advocated for peace and unity in the country, noting that women and children are the hardest hit in cases of unrest. Led by Maranga County Women Representative Betty Mayna, the leaders urged their counterparts to embrace the message of peace and work together so as to fulfill their election promises. They spoke in Mathithi Ward, Kagumo constituency during a NGAAF Economic Empowerment Forum aimed at uplifting the lives of women and the youth organized by the area woman representative. The government is still intact and devoted towards fulfilling the promise of uplifting the common Wenanche, noted Mayna. Our message is that of peace and unity of purpose firmly behind President William Ruto and Deputy President Rigathi Gachagua, she added. She noted that burying the hatchet and forging ahead as a united nation would propel it to greater heights without leaving anyone behind. On her part, Nandi County Women Representative Cynthia Mugay observed that peace and inclusivity is paramount for the development of a nation. When there is no peace, our children will not go to school and their future is compromised, and when our children are killed, there is no peace and we will not be able to work, she said. Maranga County Woman Representative Betty Mayna. She added, as women we love peace and that is why we are calling on our fellow leaders to preach the message of peace, unity and inclusivity. Mugay further urged all societies to shun any form of violence against women and girls as it plays a big role in derailing the development of the country. She noted that joining hands to fight and eliminate teenage pregnancies, early marriages, sexual and physical abuse would play a role in shaping teenagers' future. Echoing similar sentiments, Kiambu Women Rep Anne Wamaratha noted that they are firmly behind the president and his deputy and any political noises suggesting otherwise should be ignored so as to deliver to Mwananchi their election promises. During the event that was attended by thousands, 35 social groups in the constituency's 8 wards were awarded with NGAAF checks amounting to over ₱4.5 million. Further, 60 beehives were handed over to 3 social groups and 15 individuals who had applied. Additionally, 15 public schools from the ward were supported with a 5,000 litres water tank each to help with water conservation, while Gakondi FC football team received a full training kit and a ball. Other groups received tents and chairs for hire, while all the elders above 67 years of age took home blankets and food essentials.